Mark Schwer?
Sweeney.
Oh, March. Okay, sorry about that. Mark, I just want to encourage you. You talked about some of the resistance that you face from pastors on projects that you're working on. I met you before at St. Ansgar about 5-6 months ago, and I think I just, you know, you got to just go through with your plans. I mean, you just got to go and do it with or without them. And as you get going, maybe they might take notice and follow you along. But I just think that's what. If God has put something on your heart, you don't need to get all the pastors on board. I think Todd has been telling a few of the guys here locally, they want to get their pastors on board, and Todd says, just let them be. We don't need to get all of them on board. We just got to go do it, what God has put in your heart to do. And then they'll sniff it out and they'll say, wow, what's Mark doing over there in Santa Cruz? So I want to encourage you with that thought, you know, because you wait along, you're going to wait for these guys to jump on board, man. You'll be 65 years old and you'll still be knocking on the doors and you're wasting your time.
I'm already there.
Okay. Oh,
not 65, Mark.
75. Sorry. Hey, thank you for that, Vince. The one observation, I went to a gathering not long ago with Brandon and some others to appreciate marketplace ministers, and God put it on my heart. So this is a picture of how the church is supposed to work. No one was asking all these different people doing these wonderful ministries in town, Pregnancy Resource Center, you know, and all these different kitchens and that kind of stuff. And it's like, as they were being honored that day, and there's pastors there to honor them, and no one knew what denomination they were for. Everybody was acting and working as one. And that might be the place to start with the marketplace ministers and those ministers that have this more unity, one church mindset. With what you're saying, the guidelines before, with what Tim Butler was saying, bring the 7-foot walls down to 3-foot, so you keep your individuality and your nuances and your different, you know, theological beliefs, but still work together under the great pretenses of the main gospel, you know. And but it was just an interesting revelation. It's like, because there's many small ministries in the community that a lot of times are by themselves. They don't realize they're part of a bigger, more powerful picture, and it's not just them. But a lot of the smaller churches and stuff are part of that bigger, more powerful picture. And there's always a desire to say, we got to grow to be big and have all these ministries. But unfortunately, I've been part of two huge churches, you know, and smaller churches. And they actually have its downsides, too. They're not as personable, not as intimate. And unfortunately, people get into a spiritual welfare mentality where, what's the church going to do for me? And how the church going to raise my children? And as opposed to, obviously, that's the family's responsibility and stuff. So question or the point I'm trying to make is, how do we cheerlead all the small ministries being together? They might be part of the momentum that gets things going as we start helping them. And how do we start helping the smaller churches within work with each other? And I'll finish to this point. The Bible says, when one suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. How often do we suffer with the other smaller churches that suffer, or your fellow church? I don't care, small or large. How often do we really joy on the victories of another church? We don't do that, do we? Could it be better if we really start putting our money and our time where our mouth is? How can we, when we see Brandon's new church come up and come together, we can use an extra $10,000, or we need some painters and stuff to help us get going.
Right.
You know, if we can start doing that kind of stuff, I think, Vince, I think that's the kind of just practical stuff that we can hopefully start to develop this momentum, that we start working as one church on the bigger picture. Are they in God's will? Are they, you know, moving in the direction of God's will? Are they bringing people to Christ? You know, are they growing in Christ? And unfortunately, again, I've never seen that. We all worry on our own budgets, and we worry about our own time, you know, and we don't reach out too much.
I think that's Vince's point here, Mark, that we're it, guys. This is the family. We're not looking for, Tom's not going to come in and save us. You know, Tom can't move down here. We're it, you know, it's me and you, Mark and Vince, meeting together, getting together, and then hosting different groups and little parties. I mean, the little party that we had in December, I think the folks that were there are like, oh my gosh, we never even knew these Santa Cruz guys or these Salinas guys or these Monterey Ray guys. We put them all in the same room. See all the apostolic leadership that's happening and all of us together. And that's why when you meet us with Dan and I, we hug you too long and we tell you that we love you, because we start in the John 17 piece. We start at 13, John 13, where he stops. Yeah. He says, I'm giving you a new command. After he washes our feet, he gives you a new commandment, which is to love one another. It's us. It's the, you know, the 16, 17 faces we've had popping in and out of here. stopping and saying, I love you. So it, just in this moment right here, turn to each of you and say, I love you guys, man. You're my family. We're doing this together. There's nobody else, man. Nobody else is coming. It's how we love each other. It's how we do this. If you need energy, call Vince. You'll be infused with energy, man. If you need prayer, call Terry. Lori will pray for you, man. If you need different ideas, like Brandon's talking about, how to humble yourself and not have your idea be the idea, talk to that. If you want new ideas, talk to Ron Hart and Jeff Taylor. There are apostolic scouts that are out there looking for these crazy people, these crazy ideas that can infuse us. That's why we have Tom White here today, because Ron went and found him in Fresno. And we're it, guys. I mean, we got Jack Hager. We got Eric Johnson on here. I know I want to give Eric a chance to talk, because his ministry has been so much about uniting the area and in service, you know, where we all can be the servants, you know, exactly what Jesus did, washing the feet there. Eric, I don't know if you're available, if you can jump in and just mention a little bit about what's happening with Love Our Central Coast, which is a cool movement that's developed. You're muted right now, Eric. I don't know if you can pop in.
There you go.
Yep, hi, it's actually, I'm not Eric, I'm Aaron, so I don't know if you're expecting somebody else.
Aaron, wrong Johnson.
Yeah, so sorry.
Sorry about that. It just said E. Johnson.
Loving the conversation, though.
Well, Aaron, you must have something profound to say, so let
correct.
It loose.
Yeah.
Let it loose, girl.
I am here to listen and learn, so yeah. Nothing profound at the moment.
That's great. That's great.
I'm getting something different. I think you got something you want to release.
No, I just a hearty amen to all that you guys are sharing. I love the dialogue. I loved what I think it was Mark maybe brought it up. I'm sorry if I'm getting it wrong, but about citywide eldership. That's something that I've been praying about, and just looking at in the different epistles, it seems like that Paul is usually addressing a citywide group of elders, and just, you know, versus maybe more specifically a church group of elders, which I think they're probably both, but just, yeah, wanting to dig into that more and just, yeah, see if that's a possibility for Santa Cruz. So I love that you guys are talking about it.
Yeah, Aaron, that's helpful affirmation. Taj, what you were just describing, I put this in the chat box to everyone. I mean, what you were saying is like you and in this meeting, I mean, most of you, I'm getting the drift, you have history, you have friendship, you've already got this level of covenantal love and trust for one another. But, you know, this needs to begin somewhere. And the whole thing about like a region-wide eldership, and this is very delicate, you know, like you can put this together and then somebody are going to say, well, did you appoint yourselves? Like, you know, who are you to say you're the eldership for this region or for this county? So sometimes it's helpful if there is someone, you know, like from the outside, myself, as maybe a consultant, so we'll just kind of say, look, here's some models from other cities. Here's Kansas City. Here's Bangalore. Here's Ottawa. Ottawa, Canada has a stunning leadership group like this. They are seeing life just come out everywhere. They call them dream teams. You know, just there's, you know, the royal priesthood is being activated in Ottawa, Canada. It's phenomenal. So these other models, you know, where someone can come in and say, oh, this is what it might look like in 2020, a Book of Acts-like eldership that seeks the Lord for your region. So at some point, that's probably where you want to move forward. Now, any other agreement on that idea or affirmation of that idea?
Yes, just go back to the earlier part of your presentation on the catalyzing the city and the relationship, but the structure, the structural aspect, this leadership, you know, because I'm a student or I'm a disciple of Ed Savosa's, and it really struck me when he started teaching. He first handed out the primer on Ecclesia, and then he just kept pushing into it. And a couple of years ago in San Jose, really went and explained Ecclesia from his research and all the information that he's pulled together. And I believe that's what we're talking about.
Right.
That's what God's really been showing me, is that he's calling for this supernatural, this Holy Spirit filled leadership team of apostolic prophetic leaders coming together by counties, by communities, and creating this relational body that is the Ecclesia of Santa Cruz, the Ecclesia of Salinas, and mm-hmm. Ecclesia of Monterey Peninsula. Is this what you're really getting down to, Tom?
Yes, Jeff. I would say two things, and I think it's a good time for a breakout. May I just suggest it to Ron that maybe we move toward just maybe a 15 or 20 minute breakout along two lines. And one, I would say this: what concretely can you do to move forward a culture of honor, right? By actually actively listening to someone from a different culture, taking time, right, to get to know someone, you know, who's in a different space than you are. This takes time. It takes energy. It takes sacrifice. So number one, you know, what concrete step can you take to basically build that Philippians 2 culture of honor, to prefer one another? The second question might be, you know, that you could kick around a little bit: what concrete step could you take towards identifying an ecclesia, or identifying an area-wide eldership, right, biblically, that would begin to be able to move this forward, that would have some voices of influence, but it could be some surprises. Okay? The Lord's bringing very humble people. You know, Isaiah asks the question. The Lord says, "Where's the house you'll build for me?" Isaiah 66:1. It's one of my slides. The Lord's saying, "Where's the house you're going to build for me?" And then he answers this question. He says, it's in hearts that are broken and contrite. And so the Lord's going to surprise you with some of these leaders that might raise up for this. So, Ron, I'm going to suggest a breakout for maybe, I think 20 minutes is good. Even for those of you on the phone, to kind of huddle a little bit along these two questions. What can you do, an action step, to move a culture of honor forward? And then secondly, what can you do to maybe move toward identifying this eldership that would begin to actually seek the Lord for what his kingdom looks like across your county? I want to say I affirm Ed. I've walked with Ed. I love his teaching. I love his language. So there's no incompatibility at all. And in fact, if you know, if you have me in for like a prayer retreat or prayer summit, I want to talk with Ed. I want to say, how do we align our assets here? How do we align the message, and how does that best really advance the kingdom of God in your region? Great. Fantastic. Good. Someone else. We're just gleaning ideas from our groups.
Well, we just had Vince and Elena and Terry and I talk about, you know, we have these different events, but it's this interaction that we're having. And Vince and I have had that in a big way since last July. So it's been about a year of this really connecting even more daily now. And Terry's our neighbor, so we see her every morning when we walk. But it's about us being this team, you know, to stop looking at others. And we're going to be this team that really come together. And we thought of bringing Vince in to speak with those 25 pastors, that the senior pastors of the Salinas, who are getting together, and really help them identify this. But it's us meeting more regularly and talking more regularly and being more family together and loving each other, really, that is the bottom line of all this stuff. And Terry was just speaking about that December meeting that we had with the group from Santa Cruz, Monterey, and Salinas together, and just being honored. It is that honoring our prayer warriors, because I think this is a prayer movement. Elena was sharing, they had met with a different speaking group that's going to come and speak, and they said that we have differences with them, but when they got to the prayer room, the two couples went to their prayer room together, united them.
Wow. Yeah.
The divisions and whatever, they didn't quite see eye to eye. They're going to have to talk about those things going forward. It smoothed all that stuff out. So I think these opportunities for us to love and pray for one another, I mean, we might experience that here this morning. with our hour that we have left, is kind of the key of this, guys, as we learn how unified we are when we start to actually pray together and stop discussing the denominational stuff, which to me can kind of lead down Satan's path. He gets to win as to how different we are, and that's all we talk about. But when we stop and we pray together, we start to see how similar we are and how he's uniting us. So I think that's my commitment with these guys, and my hope that the four of us will move forward, Terry and Elena and Vince and I.
Wow. Really well stated.